The government has continued to make strides in ensuring the security and safety of Jamaicans. Recently, there have been multiple reports of abductions and rapes, prompting Prime Minister Andrew Holness to direct that the police enforce the tint regulations for public passenger vehicles. In light of this, the Jamaica Constabulary Force has intensified its efforts to remove tints from public passenger vehicles, PPVs, in keeping with regulations under the Road Traffic Act.
For motor cars, no tint will be allowed on the back windscreen of the motor vehicle. No tint will be allowed on the two front doors, that is the driver's door or glass, and that of the passenger. No tint will be allowed on the windscreen of the motor car, except for that 6-inch visor from the top. From the rear glass, that is the two back doors, a 70% inward view will be allowed.
Head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force Traffic and Highway Division, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen. The regulations outline that for coaster buses, no tint is allowed on the back glass, two immediate glasses at the side, driver's door, passenger seat across from the driver, and door where the conductor operates. For glasses on either side of the vehicle, a tint that facilitates 70% inward view will be allowed, and for the windscreen, a 9-inch visor will be allowed. Similar requirements are in place for 15-seater buses, but the windscreen visor will be allowed 6 inches. The JCF is reporting that the majority of PPV operators have been complying with the enforcement of the regulations. SSP Allen, however, says the police will continue to target those who operate contrary to the tint regulations.
Since the announcement, there has been a good deal of compliance, persons of, in a voluntary way, right across the island, engage in a voluntary manner to remove tints from their vehicles. One of our traffic officers in Hanover would have reported going into the bus park, and from a discussion he had with over 150 operators, they all in a voluntary way removed their tints.
We caught up with the owner of Smart Glass Specialist, Gordon Leng, who says since the police began enforcing the tint regulations, motorists, not just PPV operators, have been making an effort to comply and avoid any penalties.
You should not put a dark tint on your car because it's even dangerous from the point of view where it's difficult to see out of it in the night. Some people are putting on 3% and 5% on their motor vehicles so that people cannot see inside.
Mr. Leng says the tint provides protection from the sun's rays to the car's furnishing and helps keep the car cool, adding that this can be achieved within the extent of the law. While it moves to enforce the tint regulations, the JCF is also reminding commuters to be vigilant. Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen says citizens must pay attention to the drivers they're riding with and avoid taking unlicensed taxis.
In light of the situation we are currently in, from a criminal perspective, I don't want you to just settle your mind and just relax your safety and preventative measures from the perspective that, oh, this car has a red plate. There are still other things that you need to look at and to be certain. We want for persons to be far more alert towards your own safety because, you know, things are happening out there.
Head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force Traffic and Highway Division, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen. The police continue to implore motorists to maintain a level of discipline and compliance on the roads to facilitate a safe and efficient transport system.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.